Welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show, Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids. We have a helpline. We offer support groups. We're a referral agency. We'll help your loved one go inpatient, outpatient clinics, addictions, eating disorders, gambling, any mental health issue. Don't wait until it becomes a full-blown addiction. Call early, 718-758-0400, our confidential helpline. Call anonymous. Write it down. Maybe you can give our number to a friend, a relative, a neighbor, someone you sit next to in shul. Call 718-758-0400. Mask offers naloxone trainings and free kits, another form of Narcan for opiate overdose prevention. If you know somebody that wants to be trained in naloxone and get a free kit, call Mask, because Mask is happy to report that we have somebody that will go to the house and meet with you in your home. If you have a loved one that is on opiates, call Mask and we will send someone to your home to give you a free kit so that you have it on hand in case, God forbid, your loved one may be doing opiates and going through an overdose. So call Mask, 718-758-0400. And I'm very, very glad that tonight we have with us Bracha Silverstein, the clinical director of a very new outpatient clinic in Borough Park called Journeys. Welcome, Bracha. Good evening.
Good evening, Ruchama. I'm so grateful that you've invited me tonight to speak with you. This is not the first time that we've joined together for such a good cause. And also, I'm so happy to hear that you go out and you do Narcan trainings. I wonder if one of the kits that you've given to people saved one of the gentlemen that Maimonides referred to us. That was 2 weeks ago. Somebody in the Borough Park community that overdosed at someone's house, who was a Shabbos guest at someone's house, and he had a kit in his house, and he saved him. And he went to Maimonides, and the social worker at Maimonides reached out to us.
Wow.
I'm just curious.
That's amazing.
It might be one of your kits that has
who
saved
knows?
His life.
Maybe it was. I know that we've been doing the distribution and training of Narcan naloxone with LSA for the last more than a year already. And we want to thank the mayor and the first lady of New York City, Mayor de Blasio, Chaplain McCray, for making it available and making the services available to go into people's homes. So, yep, anyone that needs a kit, call Mask, because you never know who you may be able to help and in the community. And maybe one in shul, to have one in your shul, in your synagogues. Thank you. I want to go straight to you, Bracha, to talk about, I know that you're the clinical director of this New Journeys program, and we, like you said, have worked together for so many years on different projects. When you worked at Madrigos, facilitating support groups, working with the parents, and we are parent-driven. So I'd like to talk about what is Journeys, when did it open, so our listeners can get a little idea of where it is, and ideally, what kind of clients go to Journeys, please.
So Journeys is a community-based, community-supported outpatient drug and alcohol, actually all types of substances. We also treat gambling, significant others over here. We have endorsements from local Rabbanim, all Rabbanim. The disease of addiction is unfortunately very prevalent within our community right now. We can no longer stick our head in the sand and ignore it. We need to treat it. We need to educate parents, our children about it. We need to do prevention and as well as treat this terrible disease. We offer a strength-based solution-focused program that empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. It's about digging deep with inside of yourself to find your strengths to work on your recovery. It is really a disease, and you can and will recover from this. It's not anymore, as we used to call it, junkies on street corners. These are real people who suffer from a tremendous amount of pain, and they do have a disease, and every single one can and will recover. So if anybody has addictive behaviors and they're affecting their health or a loved one's health and happiness or well-being, they can get help, and their lives can change from today forward.
So what ages do you accept at your clinic?
We're seeing anywhere from, you know, young adults all the way up. We're treating significant others, parents, grandparents. We're having support groups for everyone. We're looking also to eventually form support groups for children, do play therapy, because it is a family disease. It does affect the whole family, and it's a family disease, and then it's learned support groups for children in, you know, with play therapy and art therapy, some psychodrama as well. So it's really, the goal is to service the whole community.
Wow, you know, I don't know if you remember, Bracha, but several years ago, we were doing art therapy for the siblings of family members that were addicted to drugs and alcohol, and we were working with the siblings on many different areas with all the agencies, Jewish Board, OHEL. We had programs at their site for masked siblings of addicts. So I'm very happy that you're going to be picking that up. We haven't been doing that now for a few years. We've been very focused on the family members, and so I'm very happy that you're going to be picking up on that, because the art therapy is amazing, what one can see and learn about themselves and their own situation with art therapy. So that's fantastic. Can you tell my listeners where you're located?
Our address is 1049 38th Street. It's a discreet entrance. It's upstairs. When you come in, we don't make you wait in a waiting room. We can take you right away into one of our many rooms, so you don't have to meet anybody else. And we're next door to Step by Step. So if, you know, one of the gentlemen who's being treated for a gambling addiction said he didn't even want to come through that entrance, we've given him the opportunity to come in through the step-by-step entrance and come in through the side, and he doesn't even have to avail himself to, you know, because he's so worried that somebody will see him. We're very accommodating that way, because we do understand there is stigma attached, And we do understand that people are very ashamed of this disease. And we definitely don't want to have any barriers to recovery.
That's fantastic. Yasher koach to be able to make
that
happen.
Can I give out, Ruchama, do you mind if I give out the phone number over here?
Absolutely. Please do.
So let me give out the phone number over here, and I'll give out my cell number as well in case anybody wants to contact me personally. The number over here is 718-704-0200. That's 718-704-0200. And my cell number is 917-482-8080. That's 917-482-8080. Thanks, Ruchama.
Sure. And anybody interested in contacting Bracha, if you are unsure whether you should make that call, call anonymous, start the conversation, and Bracha will be able to help you get you to the right persons in case, or agency, in case her program is not for your family member or yourself. Bracha will then be able to help you get to the right person, or you can then call MASC 718-758-0400 for a different referral if that one doesn't work out for your family member. There are many programs out there, wonderful programs, working with MASC, with Journeys, and nobody should go through this alone. It is very lonely. Do you want to talk about when you ran the groups at Madrigos, Bracha? Can you talk about the loneliness? Can you help them pick up the phone to make that first call?
That feeling of being alone is so terrifying. But when you do make that first call, and the feeling of the love and the support is exhilarating, and knowing that other people are walking in the same road as you, you know, when you're going through it and you're behind closed doors and you're living with all that chaos, and you cannot imagine that anybody else is going through the same thing that you're going through. You cannot believe that there is anyone else living with all this chaos and trauma, and you cannot imagine that there are really answers out there. There is really a way to get peace and serenity within all of this, and that is what we have to offer you. We have a way for you to find peace and serenity within this chaos. We have tools for that. You can.
Right.
All
both
you have
your
to do
groups,
is let
Bracha,
us help
me.
You help yourself.
Right. Sorry, Bracha, but both Journeys and MASC offer support groups for family members. And I wanted you to know that we are going back to having a 12-step meetings in Borough and in Flatbush for family members, and that is going to be a project with Jax and MASC. So anybody interested in joining the 12-step meeting, call MASC, and we will give you that information on where and what time they will be held. So I'm just wanted to add that to the support part of the family member. Like you said, Bracha, it's a very lonely feeling for parents and loved ones to be out there picking up the call, and you at Journeys have really gone the extra mile to try and help wherever the parents may be at. You will help them make the turn of that lonely corner, and you will help them at Journeys with their journey of having
Ruhama,
a loved one.
Ruhama, I will tell you that it's lonely for the person suffering with the disease of addiction. They are in such a bad place, they feel that they can never get better. They feel that they have reached a point of no return. They feel they have let so many people down that there is no way that they can ever get their old life back. And I can tell you that there are people that have been on the streets, homeless, lost everything, and have gotten their lives back, earned the trust of their loved ones back, and have gotten their lives back. There is no point of no return. If there is a new day, there's a new chance and a new beginning.
Yes, indeed. And not all who wander are lost. We need to give them the strength, the addict, the strength, the unconditional love, in order to give them the courage to go for help and stay within the help that's available out there, including the 12-step program. Are you a 12-step program in general?
Yes, we do. We do subscribe to the 12-step model, but we there are many pathways to recovery. So we meet you where you're at. We're a harm reduction facility, not only abstinent based. So we meet you where you're at, and we have many different programs over here.
So can you tell me you're open since August. Can you share with my listeners what have you been seeing in the community from your clients that's really going on right outside your door in Borough Park, in Flatbush, right in front of all of us?
Unbelievably, the person sitting next to you in shul, the person behind you in the grocery, could very well be suffering from the disease of addiction. Many people are coming in here who have been stopped with a DUI, so they're mandated. Many people are coming in here because their significant other has given them an ultimatum. And they come in here and you would think they're the significant other. They do not look any different than me or you, Ruhama. And your heart goes out to them, because what lies underneath the disease of addiction is terrible pain. They've suffered a terrible trauma and they're really trying to self-medicate themselves. It's heartbreaking, yet there is so much hope for a new tomorrow, because once they take that first step into the door, you know that their life is about to change, and that there is hope, and that they're on the right journey and the right road to recovery.
So do you accept insurance, or are you only
Yes.
private pay?
No, we accept insurance because we're, pretty new. We're credentialing with a lot of places. A lot of places we're in the credentialing process, and some places we've already credentialed with them.
So if I would have insurance, you would then need to run the card, right? And then the insurance will respond to you on if they're covered, the person, whether they're, how much of it is covered, or once you accept the insurance, is that payment in full?
Most of the time, it's payment in full.
Good to know. Okay, so for my listeners, we have Journeys Outpatient Clinic for Addictions, and they are located in Borough Park. You want to give the address again, please?
1049 38th Street.
And
that's between Fort Hamilton and 10th Avenue.
Right, and they will work with whomever the addict or the loved one is, bracha, I just want you to give out your phone numbers again, please, for the listeners.
Sure. The number over here at Journeys is 718-704-0200, and my cell number is 917-482-8080.
Bracha, is there a certain amount of time that a client needs to come in, minimum? Is it once, twice, three times a week? Can you talk about how long your sessions are? And also, if you could tell my listeners, what sort of therapists are working by you? What are the credentials?
Every person gets an individual treatment plan, so it depends really on what you need as to how much time you will come in. For some people, they need an IOP, which is every day for 3 hours, and for some people, they need a once a week or a couple of, you know, a group session, or twice a week and a group session. It really depends on where they're, you know, sometimes a little bit more in the beginning, and then it really depends on where they're at in their recovery and what it is. It's an individual treatment plan. We have all types of therapists. We have CASACs, we have LCSWs, we have a doctor, we have marital therapists. We have all types of counselors over here. Depends really on what your needs are as to whom we will assign to work with you. And some people will have a couple of therapists that will work with them. Depends once again on what their needs are.
Wow, that's great. Bracha, I'm just wondering, what if there is somebody out there listening to us tonight, what do you want the message to them be? You already spoke to that parent that's struggling with a loved one. What is your last message to give to that addict who may be listening and would pick up the phone to come in for an assessment?
Addiction is disease. Love the person, not the disease. Please get help. You can get help. It's a disease, really, that can get better with the right interventions. So please get help. We can help you help yourself.
Well, Bracha, I'm so glad we had you on, and our shows go so quickly. There are so many questions our listeners have for you, I'm sure, and I hope that people pick up the phone and call. Call MASK 718-758-0400 for any referral, for any mental health issue, whether it's bipolar, schizophrenia, eating disorder, gambling, drugs and alcohol, whatever it may be. You have a school issue, bullying with your younger children in school. We'll go into the schools. We have speakers. We have therapists. We will help you. Call MASK 718-758-0400. MASK offers hope. Hope to the family. Hope to the community. Hope to the addict. You need to call MASK in order for us to help you. 718-758-0400. I want to thank you, Bracha. Thank you for coming on with us tonight. Thank you to Journeys Clinic, 1049 38th Street in Borough Park. Call them. You want to give out the number one more time, please?
Yes, I'm so grateful for this opportunity, Ruchama. Thank you again. The number here is 718-704-0200, and my cell is 917-482-8080.
Thank you, Bracha, for coming on. I want to thank our listeners, and I want to wish everyone a good night and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you.